Be ready to walk in the blessing God has for you. Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as they share how to prosper in God's covenant benefits. Now, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Hallelujah. It's the voice of victory because we have the Word of God.
That's right.
And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. And faith is the answer to every problem.
That's it, Gloria.
Every situation. And the blessing. Glory to God.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's a good investment to get in your Bible and find out what it says, because when you know what this says, faith comes. Glory to God. Pastor George is with us today, and we're so happy.
I'm so glad.
To have you preach.
I'm so glad to be with you, Gloria. This is so exciting to be with you, because I love to come.
Exciting to be here.
I love to come and hear what Gloria's going to say. She always says.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm going to say myself.
Well, you always have something. We've been collecting a lot of your gloriisms.
Gloriisms.
Over the year. And as a matter of fact, during this study that we're doing together, there are several gloriisms that appear throughout.
Okay.
So we're going to be hearing from you through these. But Gloria, it is so good to be with you.
I'm
so excited about this. And I always have a great time here with you.
I enjoy having you.
Preaching the Word and hearing you preach the Word as well. And I've been listening to you preach the Word. This will be this will be my 42nd year.
42nd year you've been putting up with me.
I've been.
Wow.
Not at all.
I'll tell
you, it has been such a privilege and an honor to be with you and Kenneth and hearing the Word of God and just learning what you have taught me. And really, all of the things that I bring on these broadcasts, they come from you anyway. So I just take them, organize them, put them together. And so it is just a blessing to be able to be with you. And let me just let you know very quickly that all of the notes for these series that we're doing are available to you, as well as all of the series that we've done. Gloria, we are day 291. 290. This is the 291st day of our broadcasting of prosperity messages.
You are full of prosperity.
Well, we started a long time ago, and I said to you when we first started, I said, Gloria, you can't exhaust the subject of prosperity. And you said, let's try.
Well, we're
so
still trying.
We're still trying.
Okay.
We're still trying. So by the time we reach the end of these 2 weeks, we will have hit 300 prosperity broadcasts.
Praise God.
There's a lot to say about prosperity.
There is.
But this series that we're talking about is something that we've talked about for years, but I believe that it's important to continue to talk about it, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word
of
God.
Amen.
And we have to continually remind ourselves that these things belong to us. And if we can start with the 103rd Psalm.
Besides that,
yes,
I am very interested in this subject.
It's a good subject.
Supernatural.
It's supernatural wealth transfer.
And
yep.
It's totally scriptural.
It is. Absolutely.
As you'll find out today.
And you and I, we've got a lot of scriptures to go through. We've got a lot of word to talk about.
We'll come out of here more prosperous.
We will.
Than we've ever been before.
We will. And
our faith will rise up.
We're believing for things as a ministry, the equipment, the supplies, the buildings, all of the things that it takes to get the Word of God all over the world. And we're believing for every partner, Gloria, that every partner is going to be experiencing supernatural wealth transfer.
I believe it. That's only right.
Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right. And the scripture that the Lord gave me to begin with is this in the 103rd Psalm. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, verse 1, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Forget not all of His benefits. The Amplified Bible says, forget not one of all of His benefits.
No.
And then the Message translation, I like this one. It says, don't forget a single blessing.
That's good.
That's what the Message says.
Yeah,
don't forget a single blessing that belongs to you. Now, let me read this to you, Gloria. These are in your notes. This is point A, number 3. And this is a word from the Lord through Brother Copeland. It was October 28th, 2010.
Mama.
And this is what the Lord said through him. For all of you who will take my word and stand on it, saith the Lord. The kingdom is for you. The angels are for you. All of heaven's reserves are at your call.
Praise God. That's big.
It's big. So I wrote here that God wants us to take advantage of every provisional benefit that belongs to us.
That's why He provided it.
That's why He provided. And so many times, Gloria, we tend to forget those things. We forget what belongs to us. And as a pastor, and this is my 25th year pastoring Eagle Mountain International Church, and as a pastor, one of my primary responsibilities is to remind people.
Yeah, amen.
You know, Peter did that. He reminded, I put you in remembrance of this. So I keep coming back and I keep reminding my congregation of the benefits that belong to them, every covenant benefit that belongs to them. And what we're going to be talking about on the Believer's Voice of Victory this week and next week, we're talking about supernatural wealth transfer. It belongs to us. And the Lord just has me being stirred up about every benefit that belongs to us, including this wealth transfer. Gloria, there are things out there in the world that are looking for us. They're looking for a place to land. They're looking for the righteous. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just.
Amen. I think I've used this as an example before, maybe several times, but I think about a harvest time.
Okay.
When I was a girl in Howard County, Arkansas, my granddad had peach orchards. Mm-hmm. In fact, that was my first job at 50 cents an hour. I think I got $1 a day for answering the phone. And then sometime or other in my career, I made 50 cents a day. But you know what happens at peach harvest time?
Yes, yes.
You know, it's real calm there most all the time.
Yeah.
11 months out of the year.
Right.
But at harvest time,
things
turn over. Trucks start coming in. Pickers go to the field. They pick the peaches. They send them to the shed. The shed does what they do and packs them and do all that. And my first job was stamping.
Stamping
where the peaches came from on the basket lid.
Okay, yeah.
That was my job.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the first job was answering the phone. So when the phone, we didn't have cordless phones. Are you kidding? We didn't know that hadn't been invented yet. But I would be answering the phone up the house on one of these.
Oh, Gloria, wow.
And they'd be calling about something and somebody, you know, something to harvest thing.
Right,
they were going to be picked up or what. And that was my job. And I made $1 a day. I mean, I got really well off.
But it was a busy time, wasn't it?
Oh, it was.
It'd
be calm
time.
Up there. But then when harvest time came,
yep.
It got busy. Everybody was busy. Everybody had you'd haul in pickers from other parts of the state
sure,
to come in
sure.
and 30 or 40 of them would go hit the orchard.
Wow.
I've
been
amazing.
Up there. I've been there before. I've
for
seen that house.
For such a calm little place.
For calm, little, quiet town. It got busy.
Yep.
And that's really a picture, Gloria, of how we should be.
It's harvest time.
And the supernatural wealth transfer is part of the harvest that belongs to us.
Yes.
It's ours.
And you know what would happen in those days if my granddad, whom we'll call Pop.
Yep.
He was Pop.
Pop.
If Pop hadn't hired pickers to go to the field, to go to the orchard and pick those peaches, you know what happened?
What?
They'd rot and
Ooh.
They'd fall off the
Ooh.
Tree and they'd just be wasted. Now, that's what's happening in the church a lot. People are not picking their
They're
harvest.
They're not picking the harvest.
Even though it's
They're
ripe,
not taking it.
It belongs to us. We got scriptures that tell us.
Yes, ma'am.
It belongs to us. Healing belongs to us. Prosperity belongs to us. Peace belongs to us. Everything good belongs to us.
We need to pick it.
But we got to pick it.
And that's what
we have to take it.
We have to take, and that's what we have to do with this wealth transfer.
Yeah.
And if people, there are some people, Gloria, that are listening right now who have never heard of that before.
That's right.
We have to keep reminding ourselves of what belongs to us. This is part of our harvest. It's part of what belongs to us.
Well, the first time we ever heard it, we were as we say. We were so poor, we couldn't pay attention.
We couldn't pay attention. I thought about that this morning. I thought about that phrase. The first time, I was a Yankee, see? I came here.
I came here from New England. We had to train you.
And there's a culture here that you just have to learn, and it grows on you.
Have to embrace it.
Yes, you do. And I embraced it, didn't I?
Okay, you did. You did a fine job.
I embraced y'all, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, George. You did a great job.
I did. I'm so glad, and I ate chicken fried steak. I can't eat chicken fried steak anymore because we have to eat now gluten-free.
And can't have it.
No, we can't have it. And can't have gravy anymore either. Y'all taught me how to eat, and then you took it away from me.
Yeah, that's right.
But I was thinking about that phrase this morning, just this morning.
What were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking about the phrase you just said, you were so poor, I couldn't pay attention. And I remember the first time that I ever heard that, and it was in Oklahoma City in 1976, and it was a prosperity seminar, and Charles Capps was there, and he got up to speak, and he said that same thing. He said, I was so poor, I couldn't pay attention. I thought, that was one of my first Southern Texasisms that I ever heard before. And there are people right now that are watching us.
That's true. It happens.
Some of you are struggling with paying your bills, paying the mortgage. Yeah. There may be somebody out there right now that foreclosure looks like it's in their future. You pay attention to what we're talking about here, and you'll get out of that foreclosure situation. You'll get those bills paid, and you'll walk in a place of divine prosperity that you have never experienced before.
God does money miracles, but only, well, I won't say only. He might have done it some other time because I don't know everything, but most of the time, it's when you release your faith.
It's when you
release your faith. That it happens in your life.
So we're releasing our faith, Gloria, for this supernatural wealth transfer. And look at part B.
Part B. Okay.
And this is another word. This is a word from Brother Copeland. Now, this one was March the 8th of 2012. And listen to what the Lord said through him.
Okay.
The largest, most significant transfer of property, goods, wealth, and people from the hands of the devil into the hands of God's people that are prepared to receive it. He said, I'm telling you, the biggest transfer of property in the history of mankind has just begun, and it's swinging into. And I remember when Brother Copeland gave this word, Gloria, he stopped for a moment, and then he said, it's swinging into, and he stopped. He said, it's moved over into its final stage.
Praise God. That was in
Branson, Victory Campaign.
2012.
2012. We are in, Gloria, the fight, and that was 2012.
I believe it,
here we are now in 2018, and we have moved over into the final stage of supernatural wealth transfer.
That's right.
So we should be experiencing things we've never experienced before.
Did you read all of that? Did you read
read the rest of it, number 4 and 5.
I am telling you, the biggest transfer of property in the history of mankind has just begun. This is a prophecy now, a word from the Lord.
Yep.
Brother Copeland, it has moved over into the final stage.
Final stage,
says the Lord. And those who listen to me and follow me and trust me, those who I have taught my word and have given the authority to walk in these things.
Oh, praise God.
We have authority.
We've got authority.
It belongs to us from the word of God. We've been redeemed from the curse, which was poverty. And we've been translated into the kingdom of God, which there's no end to it.
Wow.
It's abundance.
Wow.
It's the authority to walk in these things. It is the most outstanding thing that human eyes have ever seen.
Mm.
The time is now, your time. And the time is now, your time has come.
Yep.
If you'll get on the word and start believing it, saying it, putting it in your eyes, in your ears, in your heart, and saying it out your mouth. It'll be your time.
Yeah.
But that's everybody's decision.
That's right.
I mean, God's not going to decide that for you.
You're right.
Until we got on the Word of God and we saw it belong to us.
Yes, ma'am.
And faith came in our heart from this Word right here.
Yep.
And we acted on it. Now, we could have just left it on the table, but we acted on it. We were tired of poverty.
You don't want to leave. You just said something that just...
Don't
leave anything on the table.
That's right.
Don't leave it on the table.
Right. The time has come. Your time has come.
Yep.
Your hour has come. This is the word of the Lord.
Yep.
So rise and do those things by faith that you know to do, and all that belongs to heaven will come into your hands for your joy.
Oh,
did
praise
I skip
God.
A word
no,
there?
No, you got it.
That you,
got you it.
Know to do, and all that belongs to heaven will come into your hands for your joy. Hallelujah.
So that belongs to us now. We take it, as you say, if you have taught us, you have to take that.
That's right.
You have to take by faith that supernatural wealth transfer. And in the remainder of the time
like
that we have here on the broadcast, and you've turned to page 2 there. Thank you, Gloria. Mm-hmm. We have, now this is all available to you. It's all online for you right now. And if for some reason we don't get through the rest
preach
of this.
Preach it to your family.
Yeah.
Share it
oh,
with
yeah.
your family. Teach
yeah.
your children. Raise them up. Instead of raising them up with a poverty mentality like I was around, raise them up with a word mentality.
That's right.
A prosperity mentality.
That's
a
right.
blessing mentality.
That's how you renew
Hallelujah.
Your mind. You've got to renew your mind by the preaching of the word.
Yeah.
And I must say, in the 42 years that I've been here with you, my mind has been renewed.
And that's where faith comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have faith without the Word.
That's right.
Faith comes by
that's
hearing,
right.
hearing by the Word of God. There's
yep.
not any other way to grow your faith. But we've got it right here. You
Gloria,
got a Bible.
It, on February the 1st of 1978,
mm-hmm.
Charles Capps delivered this
I remember it.
Amazing word from the Lord that we just come back to over and over again.
Yeah, we do.
And what I'd like to do is, I'll read a paragraph, you read a paragraph. Why
okay.
don't we do that?
That'd be good.
And we'll get through this today, and then the rest of the time that we spend together, we'll be touching on different points and then looking at scriptures that
okay.
go along with this. But let's look at this right now. He starts out by saying financial inversion. Now, I put the definition of inverted, and
like
inverted
that.
Means to turn upside down or a reversal in position. Financial inversion shall increase in these days. For you see, it is my desire to move in the realm of your financial
yes,
prosperity.
Yes, I believe it.
But release me, saith the Lord, release me that I may come in your behalf and move on your behalf.
What releases him, George?
Faith.
Faith, that's it. Glory to God. Do you want to read the next
yeah,
one?
Yeah, you read the next
okay.
one.
Okay, for yes, yes, there shall be in this hour financial, this was in 1978,
mm-hmm.
so it started, for sure it was going then,
yep.
shall be in this hour financial distress here and there. The economy shall go up and will go down. We've seen that.
Yep.
And those that learn to walk in the Word, they shall see prosperity.
Yes,
I'm gonna
that's the key.
Highlight
yep.
they.
That's it.
They that walk in the Word, they shall see the prosperity of the Word come forth in this hour in a way that has not been seen in days past.
Yes, there's coming a financial inversion in the world system.
Hallelujah.
It has been held of reservoirs of wicked men for days on end, but the end is nigh. Oh, this excites me, Gloria. Those reservoirs shall be tapped and shall be drained into the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
It shall be done, saith the Lord. It shall be done in the time allotted, and so shall it be that the word of the Lord shall come to pass, that the wealth of the sinner
yes.
is laid up for the just.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and take
Glory
that next
to
one.
God. Go ahead and read, George.
All right. Predominantly in two ways it shall be done, shall it be done
two
in
ways.
This hour. Two
okay.
ways. And here's the first one. Those who have hoarded up and stored because of the inspiration of the evil one and held money from the gospel shall be converted and drawn into the kingdom.
Praise God.
But many, many will not. They'll not heed the voice of the word of God. They'll turn aside to this and they'll turn it to that and they'll walk in their own ways, but their ways will not work in this hour.
That's right.
It will dwindle and it will slip away as though it were in bags with holes
oh,
in them.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that
part.
One?
Yeah, bags with holes in it.
It'll go here and it'll go there and they'll wonder why it's not working now. It worked in days past, they say. But it shall be, saith the Lord, that the word of the Lord shall rise within men.
Yes, that's
it's rising within you right now. Men of God of low esteem in the financial world that shall claim the word of God to be their very own and walk in the light of it as it has been set forth in the word, and they'll give. They'll begin to give small at first because that's all they have.
Mm-hmm.
But then it will increase. and through the hundredfold return, so shall it be that the reservoirs that have held the riches in days past, so shall it return into the hands of the giver.
Hallelujah.
Because of the hundredfold return, and we'll talk about this week, Gloria, because of the hundredfold return shall the reservoirs be lost from the wicked and turned to the gospel. That's exciting.
It is.
That's exciting.
I want to hear that.
For it shall be, and it shall be in this hour, that you'll see things that you've never dreamed come to pass.
Praise God. What a word.
It'll be strong at first in ways, and then it'll grow greater and greater until men will be astounded and the world will stand in awe because the ways of men have failed and the ways of God shall come forth. The ways of men are failing.
Yeah.
They're failing, but the ways of God are coming forth. Take a look at your last page, and in the last few moments of the broadcast, we'll finish this up. As men walk in my word, so shall they walk in the ways of the Lord.
Praise God.
Oh, yes. There'll be some who say, yes, but God's ways are higher, surely higher than our ways, and we can't walk in those.
Okay, what'd they do? They disqualified themselves.
They just disqualified. It's true that the ways of God are higher. They are higher than your ways as the heavens are above the earth. But I'll teach you to walk in my ways. Here we go, Gloria. I never did say you couldn't walk in my ways.
Yeah.
Now learn to walk in it. Learn to give. So shall the inversion of the financial system revert, and so shall it be that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all the world, and there shall be no lack in the kingdom. Oh,
praise
that's exciting.
God. Praise God.
Those that give shall walk in the ways of the supernatural. They shall be known abroad. My word shall spread, and the knowledge of the Lord shall fill all the earth in the day and hour in which you stand. You shall see it and know it, for it is of me, and it shall come to pass, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, Gloria.
It says at the end, the world says doom. We say
bloom. That is a Gloria-ism.
Hallelujah.
Right there.
Hallelujah.
The world says doom, and we say bloom. Gloria, we're off to a great start on receiving
it's
our supernatural wealth transfer.
I'm going to get stirred up again.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.